I'm supposed to do it this way.
Right, where am I saying Yud Gimel? Rishon. Which is really in the middle of the Mishnah. We had learned in the past at the beginning of Hillel's words, when he said, Talmidu Shal, Heavy Metalmidu Shal Aaron, Oyev Shal, Raid of Shal, and Sabriyas Makar Matar. And that we spent some time explaining. We have before us tonight a very difficult Mishnah. Like always, we've had this before. The ones that very simple, very difficult. He said as follows: Nagat Shemay Avach Shemay. But the Loi Moisiv Yosef, but the Loi Yalev Kot Lachayev Yishtamish B'Daga Kol. Four statements. Where are they? Nagat Shemay, according to most of the portion, what it means is that if you find a person that name is glowing, growing beyond proportion, Avach Shemay. His name will be lost. You raise quickly, higher you go, further you fall. That's the shot that we have in most of the Shayin, Gachmei, Avachmei. The person's name is rising out of proportion, Avachmei. You should know that he's on the way out of the way. The Loi Moisiv Yisoy. The person who has learned to, and he gets satisfied with there. I learned by Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis, and he used to say that every type of bochur, all the different problems that bochur have, he can solve. He can handle. There's one bochur he can't deal with. Since that's the bochur that's satisfied, he feels he knows enough. He's learned 10 years in this belt, he listened to his mom and replied. Satisfied. The Mishnah says, Loi Moisiv. So, you don't have anything more to learn? You finished learning? Go home. You have nothing more to do? You have to go home. You know, you don't belong here. You're safe. We'll go home early. We'll go. We'll leave this world on a early plane. But the Loi Yolid, that it didn't learn at all, Chatlachai, it's high Mishnah. With the Yishtamish Pitago, and one who uses Kesa, Pitago means a Kesa, Kesa Shulta, that's referring to here, Chalak. Find his way out of the world.
What was the last one, please?
The Yishtamish Pitago, person uses Kesa there, uses it, Mora gives him an example of this in an extreme a little bit, Rav Tarfon. He was walking through the field, somebody got a little upset at him, thought he was stealing from him. So he put him in a bag, tied him up, and he was about to throw him into the river. So in the middle of the bag, he called out that, Oy letarfon shahor gahai gabra, that person, Oy is the tarfon that caused that somebody should kill him. It's the person thought that Tarfon, that's a famous name. Heard that before. It's probably not so good. So instead of throwing him in the river, he ran away. So Tarfon says the war continues, was felt very bad the rest of his life. That he saves himself through the Kobratar. The only reason, if he would have said his name is Yonah, he might have gotten found himself involved in the river. The only reason why he wasn't is because that he says there was Tarfon and the person, it's not good that he started with Tarfon, so he wouldn't go. It's very difficult for us to understand. And a person with Nefesh should work. And very possibly Yonah wouldn't work. If Yonah wouldn't work, then they wouldn't have been saving themselves. So, even so, that it saved his life, he says that could be it wasn't worth it. Because the danger of using Torah for a personal benefit is very dangerous. It's called. So he, that's the chassidus of a tarfon. It's an extreme. Obviously, it's not helpful. And I said, an individual to, if you can get away from sakana using kol hatayr to run ahead, chances are nowadays it won't work. But I heard that once one of the Gevurim says that whoever learns Torah today learns Lishma. It used to be that you can get COVID for Torah. You can get a good job. What do they pay for coming nowadays? Why is the person learning? Where's it going to bring him? Where's he going to get him? That everybody's soul is going to come to him. That's the relation. Yeah. This is not anybody going to start. Alright. But anyway, let's try to get back to Hill. And we have a few problems here. The biggest problem, which we seem to have quite often, is what is he saying? If it's here in the Mishnah, it must be that there's importance. He's saying each one of these individual statements are of individual importance, and that's something we wouldn't know without so expressed by Hill. And also, we have a very strange collection here. This is one of the rules that we put down at the beginning, that when we have a series put together in one Mishnah, they're related. There's no Kol Kisvei Hillel, even though here it seems as a Huayoyim, it's just like, he said this, he said that, but individual ones at least were put on different Mishnahs. Anything that was put packaged in one Mishnah should have a relationship. So we have to try to understand what is the message that Hill has for us, and how does it flow back from what we learned in the last Mishnah and between themselves. So, start with number one. There are basically two, if you want to call it, three groups here. Negat Shmei Avad Shmei is in the Sugya of Hanimus. This relates back to the Heavy Mutalmid of Sha'aren, that says that Aaron was, and Hillel, which was teaching us the Midah of Aaron, was an Andesim. It's a Midah Sahanibus. And all of the different Yisoidos that Hillel is teaching us all relate back to his basic Midah, which is Midah Sahanibus. So this first statement, which he tells us, is the Arishayim explained that the Gachmei, where also runs this way, relates back to what we learned in the Mishnah Yud Beis. After we've learned the whole formula of a person who wants to be Ayu Shalom, Reidav Shalom, and we learned the tremendous quality of that, so now the Mishnah says that there's a catch. You gotta be careful. A person who does this type of thing and is successful at it becomes very honored in the community. People have a problem, but hit me up to me. And the name starts traveling around, the person becomes stachoshet very quickly. And that's dangerous. So the first thing, after we told you all, you qualified, remember, it has to be in the Talmid of Shal Aaron, as you explained, and therefore, it has to be the Shem Shemayim. Anything like this that you're going to do, watch it. If you're doing it in order to make yourself famous, you're making yourself honored in the community, so, Nagachne, in the beginning, the name will rise. But if that's your purpose, is that the name should rise, Avachne. You're going to lose your name. The name will be destroyed. So here's a continuation of the past Mishnah, of the Yisoidos of Hillel, and of Aaron. The Yisoid of Anivus, when you're doing things, whatever you're doing, even when you're doing good, something that is honorable, something that you deserve honor for, but the person has to go approach it in a form of a nivus. If you don't, okay, so you've covered, a reidivacher covered, the person runs after covered, won't catch up. The person's already meal covered, so the covered will catch up. Covered is quicker. Whichever way, whichever direction you're going, covered is quicker. And therefore, even if you're involved in something that's good, but here, we don't say Mitzvah Shalosh Mo'Lishma. This is a Yisoid that we have in many places, especially whenever you're dealing with a Tzibur. So if a Tzibur has to be Be'amun, anytime that person is dealing with a Tzibur, he has to try to keep shtek. Because Mitzvah Shalosh Mo'Lishma, Le'Gamri Lishma Hashem Atzmoy. At the end of a person who starts mixing, and he uses his public position, his honor, his power in the community for low lishma reasons, and it will be that it will all be to serve his own person. It's a very dangerous path, and therefore, in order to succeed, the kalal is it has to be b'talmido shel Aaron. Aaron HaKohen, we learned last time, we brought it to all the stuff. Moshe explains it, that he used to, if he saw a Baal Aveira, so how would he go carving the Torah? He would go be friendly with him. He wouldn't go leave him. Moshe Shmuel wouldn't speak out of the call. He'd go make friends with him. And the person would think, you know, if Aaron HaKohen knew I was, he would be friends with me. I think they should go. And this way, without embarrassing him, without having to go through the difficulty of knowing him, he's with Karvan Latar. What was the story that made the person become Baal Tshuva, to do Tshuva? Because if Aaron HaKohen knew what he did, it would not be fitting for Aaron HaKohen to befriend him. Well, Aaron HaKohen did know what he did. So it was not fitting for him to befriend. But that didn't stop Aaron HaKohen. He did it anyway. Why? Because if he would be looking, what is it for me, then he would have the tzedek. He would be right, you know. With such people, I don't have to do it. I'll send the scan. I'll send somebody else to take care of it. I'll sit in my base of Mikdosh and take care of the Sechoite over there, and I'll send some other queen to talk to them. Aaron Kleiner said, don't befriend every Russian client. So. But Aaron Kleiner was no such business. The rules didn't work that way. Any person, any child, whoever he was, says even women, man, woman, and child, whatever they were, the next day Aaron Kleiner knocks on the door and asks for a cup of tea. Has a chat, tells you about the politics, you know. What's going on? That's the Anibus. That was cooler with Shem Shemayim. The person is doing it, he made ice like a event, MS like a event, and that this is the way that he can come to his darkness in the best form. Where is his covenant God? Doesn't exist. Not in the picture. Who was the greatest Baal Kovet that ever existed in Klai Yisrael? Aaron HaKohen. And it says when Moshe Rabbeinu died, only the men mourned for him. When Aaron HaKohen died, all the Yisrael, men, women, and children, everybody died. As there was nobody, everybody felt that he's the one that saves us, he's the one that. We have a problem, Aaron HaKohen. He was there. Ruchnius, Gashmius, Machloikius, whatever problems there were, Aaron HaKohen took care of it. So all of Klai Yisrael, the greatest covet was for Aaron HaKohen. Because he and his involvement, covet wasn't there. So when his name goes out, it's not his name. It's like, well, that's not what he's dealing with. He wasn't out to raise his name. He was out to be a Yisholot. The Bnei Shalom is going to raise a person's name, just his business. When the Bnei Shalom raises, Rash Hodeim, and a person is Misgora, Bnei Shalom puts you down. That's this mission. I got you, mate. You want to go up? Yeah. He's stronger. You had it all worked out how you're going to succeed. But he worked it out a little better. Not only that, but if they even bring the positive, they should have a going that your desire to greatness, the relation will use against you. That when you fall, it will be a public fall because you make some such a question of public figure. But a person who is mitzidoi shofel, then the Bnei Shalom, they don't want to mind it. He deserves to be raised up. And then there's no danger. If the person remains the shofel, both when he did his activity, and after he receives the mahalachik, or the covered, that soifa covered lovely, magbiya shofel, like says in David HaMelech, it's a pasuk, Psalm Darshan. The same David HaMelech, when he was a shepherd on the sheep, he was a shepherd in Klai Yisrael. He was a shepherd. The Bnei Shalom first gave him a job to take care of sheep. He gave him a different job to take care of Klai Yisrael. He was the same David HaMelech. The Bnei Shalom wants me to do this? Okay. He's there, at your service. Not personally, same trouble. this, such a person is the person who is very recovered. And the very Shalom is Magdiya Shalom. It's Magdiya Shalom. Alright, so this part of the Mishnah is easier to understand and understand its place. But the rest of the Mishnah seems to have gone totally off onto a different subject. Loi Moisiv Yosef. And there's also, you see, there's a Vov here. Which, Vov Hebrew. That's Udloi Moisiv. I could have said the Loi Moisiv. Udloi Moisiv Yosef. A person who doesn't add in his learning, so he's taken away. We've gone to quite a totally different subject. And these two statements themselves, we have a problem. It should be, first they tell us that the Lo Yolev Tolach, the person doesn't learn at all, is Hayav Misa. Tolach. Lo Yosef, yes. But even if you do learn, can't give up, you have to keep going. After you told me, the voice of Yosef, you told me that you have to continue, well, that's partially. If I've learned, I learned 15 years. Then I figure out, alright. So partially, it's simple that a person never learns at all. What's the Mishnah telling us? The Loyolev Tolachai. Then we have the third part of the Mishnah, which is seemingly, again, another subject related, but the Shtamish Betaga Cholof in your Kavanah Torah. The person uses Kavanah Torah for himself. So we need an understanding of the relationship between the different parts of the Mishnah. And we have such a continuum as a message that's supposed to be going through. This is not easy to understand clearly in this Mishnah. We'll do the best thing we can. The Loi Moisiv Yosef, this, we may have a simple approach, which would be obvious, that a person can throw this out very easily, that why would the person make such a mistake? If a person was learning to be great, so he stops, as soon as he knows more than the people around him. But you have to work hard to learn. It's not easy. I don't want to be just another guy. I want to be vegan. Okay, now I'm vegan. Look around all the people that I deal with. And look, they all call me rabbi. And, really? Now what? First. I graduated. I've been asking that for years. When did you graduate? I graduated. I finally graduated. Succeeded. Got some different color hat or something. And maybe some other items of dress. And now he succeeded. He's made it. So this is you can see a continuum from the idea of negachme. If a person was in learning, was learning for the purposes of shme, was for the purpose of making himself cautious, either he will succeed and then stop, or he will not succeed and then stop. But either way, there's a plateau. Because every person has a certain level that you grow to, and then as what the world can see, on the surface, that's his level. So when you retain that plateau, a person feels that this is it. As long as a person was doing it, l'shmu. As far as the shame is concerned, the shame, basically maybe another 20 years, or a person could believe 20 years ago, but this is it, this is his law. So then a person feels. But if he was learning l'shmu, person was learning Hashem Torah. The Bishon appreciates Liman HaTorah and the value of Liman HaTorah in itself. And secondly, if a person understands what is Torah? And what is a human mind in relationship to Torah? If a person, feels he knows it already, and he doesn't know anything, he missed the first book. Because there's not one posuk or one mishnah that we can ever get to the bottom of. Because this is Sechel Eloki. This is the Benishon's words. That we can understand anything is a chiddush. You take a mouse, and you try to teach him Einstein's theories. Even if you're a very, very good mouse teacher, really something special. It doesn't work so good. The distances between our minds and the Rishon's Torah is much, much greater than a mouse does. The Rishon's thought processes, the way the Rishon's Torah is, the Rishon's ideas. How does the human mind have a kesher b'chlal to Torah? The greatness of the revelation is such that he was able to package Torah for human consumption. But let's not make a mistake. Just because there is a little bit that we understand, and we can take Einstein and put it down to some signal system that if you go right, you get food; if you go left, you get an electric shock or something. I don't know exactly what you teach mice with. And he learns, right? And he really has it down, and now he can tap out Bellini or something. And it's like really good. So now there's my feeling. All these city pets. I'm an educated man. I can tap out Bellini. So this is it's a simple marshal, but it's so true. That what do you mean the person feels that he's graduated? Besides the COVID aspect of it, what about, do you know what you're talking about? You're talking about Torah. When you finished, you tell me one pasuk that you know everything there is to understand it. Then you get things like Vilna Gaon, the famous story of the Vilna Gaon. And he had the Eloi, whatever it was, and the pasuk of Aluzer Benegev, he told the Meshav Ben, told the Meraglim to go up in the south. So those three psukim, those three words, he heard, I forgot the numbers, I think it was 420 or something, astronomers like that, of Trotin in these three words, that with the smallest one of it is, you can understand the need and the meaning of all the animals and plants in the world. So this is three words. So you're finished? Can you tell me one pasuk? You know, one Mishnah? How does a person come to such a mistake? So obviously this is the ultimate guide. A person who, now he's not only totally out of with his fellow man, but here we're talking, he's going from relationship to Tzibor. The next step is that a person can make this type of relationship to the Torah. Now, one approach with the next continuum is that if it's an unending process, and that the greatest good, the person, the unbelievable Akiva, and to Akiva, he will say, Lemaisif, you're 2 hours before they're going to kill you on the way they killed the Akiva. He finished learning? No, he didn't do it. He had to continue learning. While they were being served, his boss said he had to teach the Talmidim the Yisoidus of Kiddush Hashem. Turner was telling him. Person realized, feels that this is what Torah is. Then somebody can get the reverse feeling. I'm not getting anywhere. Or as we explained, there's a person who was learning in order to at Amanashi Goti Rebbe, wants to be called Chavir. He way overextended his expectations relative to his capabilities. he succeeded, well, I would like to be like him. I forget. There are some people who even more than that. And they started with Chathchila. They look at Kol HaTorah Kula. And say, huh, it's huge. A person who learns a really nice portion of learning today, Daf Yomi, that's a respectable amount. It takes 7 years to finish. And then you've only did it once. How much do you know? How many portions do you know in the blood? How old do you understand it? How many times did you chaz it? What depth did you arrive at? Daf Yomi. But it's still taking 7 years to get through it once. And that's just good work. So it goes on and on. We may have seen a little bit from the shiur that even Pirkei Avot is like easy. It's not so easy. A mishnah can take a long time. We do a very short time, just a little bit on the surface, try to skim off a little bit. But if we get through a mishnah day, we're very happy. And there's some mishnahs that, well, we have to see 2 weeks of reading. A mishnah. If we continue this way, somebody can ask you the question. You start adding up how many mishnahs are in class. And you'll do one mishnah a week. Or one mishnah in 2 weeks. You're going to have to live an awful long time in different things. So a person can feel, nothing. I can't succeed. So the Lord Yoli qualified. This continues. If you're going to realize that's an unending process, and then for you're not going to want to start, you can never succeed. You'll never graduate. You'll never get to the end. You won't want to start. You want to start, then in truth, you haven't started. You're dead then. You've disconnected yourself. It's Chaim here in Zikimbo, the source of life. There is Chaim. Person ever finished breathing? The only dead people finish breathing. No live person ever finished breathing. Would be the very last thing he ever did. The fact that you didn't finish is not going to stop anybody from breathing. It's not going to. Some housewives sometimes complain after many a month of the treasury of housing. Housework, and again food, and again cleaning the dishes, and cleaning the clothes. Every day you have to eat 3 times. You can't skip a few days. Some Russian throws us a tennis, it's a while. We're going to get to the end of the tennis. Well, you have to eat every day. A person, anything that's basic to life, is constant and repetitive. It can never end as long as life is continuous. The loyolif, a person is going to think that since you can never end, that's something that you can never succeed at in Malacha Ligmo, you can never finish. You can't complete that thing. So why start? Why start? Chazal said there's a measure like that, that there was a melech who wanted to test his avodim. So he had a very high-roofed palace. He told his avodim that he would like them to get up on the roof. I'm not feeling so well. It's very high. How am I supposed to get there? So the melech says, but there was one Eved Nemun who said the melech's feeling fine. If he asks us to get on the roof, let me see when he gets there. So, lokach shulchan, agavi shulchan, mikisei, agavi kisei, and he puts one thing, everything that there was in the climbed up, tiptoe, and he touched the roof. And I don't know who to make sats or who to put on. So too, this is the marshal, Talmud Chochem starts, he opens up the Torah, and he gives a look what you have to learn. That happens to me today, it's the first day of this month. Every day I pick up what I want to learn. I start thinking what I have to go through, how much there is to learn. And just on the first line, what's meaning, I tell you, understand something. Man. And I've been through this, you know, it's not that, you know. It's not the first time I've been through this. This happened before. And somehow, at the end of this run, you see that the whole life and something it was accomplished. But still, to this, so narrow. You get this feeling again. But the Chochot says, Shaino, Toyoi Mishna Achas, the Mocha Mishna Achas, Tayoi Alocha Achas, the Mocha Alocha Achas, Ad Shayimso, Shalom of Tolotirku. A person that is recognizes the Torah as Torah's Chaim, as the essence of life, excuse me, will understand the Loyolish. You don't learn it. You're not qualified. Dead man. Chayimis. So what's the continuation? The Shtam is Pitagra Cholach. But if a person uses the Kesef Torah, what's the continuation here? We learned the essence of life is the Torah. To the point that we see it like a person's breathing. Because we're getting, I need it for in and of itself. If a person would tell you, don't use air for yourself. Don't use food for yourself. Other things, but this is my life. I need this for my very existence. We're talking about Moshe, we're talking about extras. Gold and silver, use that for proper things. But air, water, don't use that for yourself. That's my essence, I'm based on I need that for you. So after we told you that the Torah is the very essence, the basis of a person's life, regardless of where he's going and how he can succeed, he needs it constantly. So a person can feel, well then, it's my thing. That is my Torah, and it's going to give me life. He says, but watch it. He's dealing with the Keser Shel Melech. The Torah is the Keser on the head of the Baruch Hu. You ever saw somebody play around with the Keser of the Melech? I am Moshe Rabbeinu. He happened to be very young, and just barely with the nays got out of it. A little kid, he touched Pharaoh's crown. If he touched the king's crown, it was very, very dangerous. Because this is something which is, in essence, the king. It's a representation of the king himself. It has within it the colors of the king himself. And a person who is not the king, that is, takes over the king's crown, that's the Etzer Marid Malchus. So here, we tell you a very two-sided message. This is a soul with two blades. If you're not constantly involved in learning of Torah, dead man. But if you become too friendly with the Torah, until the Torah becomes your personal possession, you forget what Torah is. Cholof. Cholof is a much lighter language than Kotola Chaim. If you have a choice between the two, learn. Learn. Wouldn't say that. But the Mishnah is telling you, even though we told you familiarity, when something's involved with something, it becomes. So even though we said you need a constant involvement, learning a Torah, but the Mishnah continues and say, but watch it. Remember that Torah is a Keser Shel Melech. And a Mishnamish be Keser Shel Melech, hold. So if we wanted to, the easy way out here, we can easily connect ourselves up back to the beginning of the Mishnah. That, again, we're telling us relationships over here, of Anivus, that although we told you and required of you this intimate relationship with the Torah, but again, we said there's only one way. You have to know who you are and who the Torah is. Only through a nivus can you relate to the Torah. And this is, in fact, the secret of this Mishnah, which is something, a little amount of time that we have, but we'll try to explain a little further. It says in many places in Chazal this idea that the primary requirement
for the capability of learning Torah and succeeding in Torah, he is an Igus. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Olam, and therefore he was able to be Makabal to be Makabal of Torah himself. And he was basically brought Torah from Shemayim to Oretz. All Torah that we have is Torah Zichru, Torah Moshe Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu is called, the Vayishlam's Hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Harav Aguin, Hatzadik, Hafodan, Moshe Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu's title was Eved Hashem. Any better form than that? That's the tops. Not going something. You learn about a Torah. Really, did a very good job. Class on Eved. Eved is not the name. But there was one aspect of Eved, which is a very high title. Eved Melech Melech. There is, when we have reality of class systems, not the fake ones which should be destroyed, but the real levels of class systems, that the difference between two entities, two people, is a real level from Abin to Eved. Where one person is Melech, or Abin, and another person is on a total different level, is an Eved. But Eved Melech, Melech. The one way that a person can totally raise himself above this low-level status is by totally being mashpil himself and giving himself over to the person, we're talking in real terms if such a thing exists, right? When such a thing exists. To the person who is the Melech. Then Eved Melech, Melech. The person who is an Eved of a Melech is also. And this is the secret of how, in fact, we are enabled to learn Torah. We explained before the Moshel of Einstein and the mouse. How is it that the whole Eichon were able to understand Torah? So the Rebbe Yishlam did his part of the job. The biggest nace that ever existed was that Torah was presented for mankind. The difference, like you explained, it's so unbelievable, difficult to understand how such a thing could have taken place. That Torah can't be prepared, that a human mind can, in fact, deal with it, and not only deal with it, make decisions. And those decisions are highly beneficial also. That's all he desired. He gave over the Torah, and when we say Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Hashanah for the Baishan. He doesn't get any say in the matter. President Shalmat to Paschim to the Rosh Hashanah, that's where he sits. Until we pass, we can't sit. His Torah was given over to Christ. So the Mishnah did his. That's the sugya of Matan Torah. That's the happening. That's when something really happened in the world. Talking about Chadashot. That was a Chadashot. That's the decisions. Woman who ran. With palms around. Go ahead. But, there is importance. I'm just thinking. So, Granny, we are living in very interesting times. And even though there is not necessary to listen to your radio and get all nervous and feel that the catastrophe is about to fall upon us, but just a few weeks ago, you would speak to people in the street and say, oh, the world's coming to peace. Everybody is going to make peace with everybody else. And here we have, that this was the talk here.
Mr.
I've heard it a lot of places. Oh, yeah. The Russians,
European countries, all the government are friendly, and you can see it's a clear statement that the Jews are liked again, and they don't.
So everything was like people coming out. There's only these Arab Israeli conflict that's getting the human world of peace is choking on that one problem. Even the South Africans somehow are fixing up their problems. Everybody.
Even here was saying that, people in Europe weren't saying that.
No.
Not that I know.
That's what you're saying. But, that was the world scene.
It's exciting.
What?
It was exciting, but people weren't having the cheshbonas that the world is coming, But I was just ready to have a sort of. People try to plug things into meaning. more readily than they do in the States.
Do they just want to know how to fix their stocks?
Basically. Yeah. A little now, or...
No, it's actually good. Yeah. Yeah. I was there not long ago. They're people, and they eat. They seem like regular human beings. I don't know. Very strange things going on. Very strange things.
Very strange. Right. America.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't know how to maybe. But if that's what we have to rely on, that. if there's, you know, just. All, take all their atom bombs, whatever they have together, against the smallest country that has some level of work and motivation, maybe there's a stand a chance. Because since it starts hurting, they're going to want to go back to what the mess. Compound animals back to these things. Just, they may even have the chutzpah showing what's going on in Saudi Arabia in the middle of the ball game. You know. Yeah, they can be right for such a thing. You know. All right, let's leave America. Let it live and be well. It has a very important role in history, which is very, very difficult to find, because it's a country that doesn't exist. It hasn't. If you look in Yemen, in fact, there's other places, there's discussions about a country, a nameless country coming from the distance to make a war against Baba. That's interesting. And I don't know if it has anything to do with India. Where is it? Yemen, Nun. Very, very, very interesting description. I have no idea if it has anything at all to do with what we're talking about, but just stop. Okay, leave it there. Next, let's go back to what we're dealing here. We're trying to understand the relationship between Anivus and Torah. Understand that there was a problem here. Torah and Miriam, how did they get together? So the Rebbeinu did his wonders, and he did his chelik of preparing the Torah for human consumption. And he packaged Torah twice, once in Luchos Rishonos, and when man was not able to retain that level of receiving, he reprocessed the Torah, and he produced the Torah of Luchos Shniyos, which we have today. It's the same Torah, just packaged according to the level of Klal Yisrael. And each Jew, each individual, has his Chelek in Torah. The Rishon individually packages Torah for him. Every Jew has a Chelek in Torah. Nobody's too stupid, nobody's too busy, there are no excuses. That's Mitzidut. That's as far as the Goyim comes back. But we have a requirement also. So the person will approach Torah as a Chochmah. There's any other Chochmahs, a lot of Chochmahs, Chochmah Goyim, Aim. If you approach it that way, you can reduce Torah to a Chochmah. And then it's pretty boring. It's not. You go to certain schools where they study Talmudic students. But there's Talmud is studied in many places. Okay. As a Chochmah. It's also a Chochmah. It's not a good Chochmah. It doesn't work. You can reduce Talmud to that. But it doesn't work. But it's not Torah. It won't be Torah, you won't get anywhere. It won't be Meir, it won't give Chaim, it won't do any of the things that Torah. It won't be any Torah, or it won't be any Torah's Chaim, it won't be any. Right? You're not going to get a very good job with it either. Might as well be Chaisa. But the person wants to learn Torah as Torah, you have to realize what Torah is. You have to realize that it's the Divine Hashem. A person has to approach Torah their needs. You have to approach Torah not as being mishtamish with Taga, being mishtamish with Kovodah Torah, but as a Eved, Shal Melech, that was given a job. If the Melech gave over a job for somebody to shine the crown of the king, and you can hold the beam, you can turn it around, and you can shine it, please. And remember, while you're shining it, what it is that you're shining. It's not a shoe. It's the king crown. You can shine it, you can hold it, you can turn it around, you can appreciate the beauty of it. You're dealing with it. And you have to do this today, and tomorrow, and the next day, of course. It's great. But as soon as you forget, and you play frisbee with it, yeah, catch. Right? Fall off. Somebody else will have the job tomorrow. If you forget what the king is crown, if you forget what the Torah is, if you forget to relate to the Torah of the Anivas, we have a person who wants to has a very easy time with this. Because every time that you try to understand anything in Torah, it's very, very easy. So you put your head down. Because one little line of anything is so difficult and it takes such a struggle to understand. On any of this, true for anybody. Always I used to think it's because I don't know yet, because I'm still small, but when I'll be older. I remember going through the process. I was in 7th grade the first time. And getting through the Gemara that I was taught then was like so hard. And I realized that the problem was because I was still in grade school. But when I would get to yeshiva, I'll be in high school. What's going on? And I got to high school and I was at the bottom of the totem pole again. And I realized that I made a mistake. I was a little kid, so I didn't understand. The world's much bigger than that. It goes all the way up to 12th grade. But in 12th, those can see the big boys in 12th. I was even a little smarter than you. But the guys after 12th grade, those guys. And I'll be there, then they're not. This went on until I was 18. When I was 18, I said, listen, I said this when I was in 7th grade. I said, once in fall, make a few more. When is it that a person becomes a full adult, capable of understanding? I mean, and I made up a kind of looked around, the people came to a certain conclusion. I didn't have to get there to realize it was a joke. Any person, on any level, probably I went into one of I was related to a child, and I told him the story. And I told him, please tell me the truth. Is it easy for you? So, he reassured me that it's never going to be easy. But, you know, don't you? You've learned this thesis. You can't count how many times. You've said shurim on these gemaras 40 years. I mean, it can't be difficult. He says, you're right. What you need to learn now from it is not difficult for me. But he said, I didn't realize it then. He was saying this Mishnah. You think I'm finished? I can't sit back on my laurels and say that all I have to do is say the shurim that I prepared 40 years ago. I have to go further. And that further is so hard. I'll tell you, something else he tells me. He says, now that you're young, you have it easy. Because all you have to do is understand locally, more the one line that you're learning. When you get to that level that he was on, he says, on every word that you learn in Torah, you're required to understand it in relationship to Kol HaTorah. That's very difficult. So it's Dvar Yosef. Dvar Yosef, yes. It's an ongoing process, never ends. Dvar Yosef, the person who not want to learn, you're afraid to take the challenge. Kot L'chaim, it's instant death. If that's what we live for, that's our source of life. If so, that we're so constantly involved with it, the person will become overly familiar with the Torah. So this is one approach. I don't even think that it is the full approach by any means, but at least we've gotten to the Mishnah, seen a continuum, and unfortunately the time is not up. We would have liked to explain this maybe a little bit better, the understanding, the intrinsic relationship of the two parts of the Mishnah, Anivus and Torah. Torah is neutral to Mayim. my you're in the Mokim Gavoya, the other Mokim Shekel. After you have great person, he really is into his greatness. And next to him you have a very regular person. He's not into his greatness. If you'll sit them both down for 5 years and learn, the little person will be much bigger. Because as he's in his greatness, the third time will write down often and go to the little person. So it's always good if you feel little, good check. It says, La'ilam te'evi, zon of le'arayas, le'arash le'shu'ol. You should always try to be the tail. Because then you're the little guy. You're the little guy, the tail will come your way. If you're le'arash le'shu'ol, the head of the pack, then the tail will be going from you. There's a requirement that I see me'lamet tayo, and the person has to be a rush. But if that's part of le'umoyd le'vamayt, it's not a graduated le'umoyd, now I'm le'vamayt. That's a process of le'umoyd. That's Yisra Mitalmidai, then that's not part of that. This is just one approach, one possibility of understanding the Sayyidah from Mishnah. If you look at the morale, if you look at some of the Rishayim that explain the details of the priorities in the Mishnah, here we have just a few words, a very short Mishnah. It would be easy to continue explaining this idea. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. There's plenty of time left. But we'll continue this next week, the next mission. Just from this mission itself, it can teach us the message of the mission itself. The Torah is shiftless. You can approach the Torah with anilus. There's an understanding of our relationship to the Torah. And if we do so, the Torah will come our way. We'll go. Today, we learn a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, we'll go to Shura, and we'll learn Chavrusas, a little bit each person according to his level. And all of a sudden you turn around and say, one second, you see a Balabas? What was he doing? He's a Talmud Chacham, a Balabas. People are not so sure anymore. Because wherever he goes, there's Torah coming out of him. But where did all that come from? He was a Balabas just like me. Where does he know anything from? I went to Tafyami Shir, and here I went to Shir, and here I went to Shir, and that. All sorts of different level of person. What happened? He went to the way, he didn't try to bite off more than he could chew, but he took this Shir, Tafyami Shir, this time. Yoyim Mishnah Echad, Mokha Mishnah Echad, Yoyim Perig Echad, Mokha Perig Echad. Everybody has a head of the Torah. Because in relationship to what there is in Torah, even the greatest of the great is only a mouse. And we're also a mouse. So he has to nibble off his little piece, and he has to nibble off it. We're all in the same game. All in the same thing. Somebody's too small, and nobody's too busy, and nobody's too tired. Everybody has a chelik to play, and if we go after it, then we try to get our chelik. But constant. To learn myself. The other way. Always being myself. Today a little bit, tomorrow another Mishnah, constant, a little bit at a time. Everybody is guaranteed to attain what can be attained.